Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy two 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS podcast. It is a wide receiver Wednesday as we head into week 9 of the NFL season, officially more than halfway through the season, which is crazy to think about. I'm your host, James Seltzer, and with me, as always, a man who is a little bit happier than me because his team won this past week, even though my team should have won and they didn't win. Let me welcome in. You can follow him on Twitter at Statsman22, Mr. Paul Bruno. How you feeling, Paul?
I'm so tempted to sing right now, just like Dandy Don Meredith used to, you know?
Oh, brother.
Oh, it's good to be. How about them Cowboys?
Oh, gosh, I hate it. I might just quit this podcast right now.
One nothing for me, pal. Let's rock and roll.
Brutal. All right, let's talk wide receivers, because any more of this talk and I might have to switch Paul's mic off. All right, let's jump in here, Paul. A lot to do week 9. Obviously, starting to get a real feel, obviously, as we're more than halfway through the season and getting some guys back from injury, some of the guys on injury, and a lot to weave through here. So let's jump right in, Paul. Why don't we look at the top guys here in 8,000 and above? It's really 8,200 with Jordy Nelson up to Julio Jones at 9,000. Are any of these guys piquing your interest that you're willing to spend on this week?
Well, this early in the week, I'm a little nervous about the questionable status with regards to Jones and Brown, so I'm going to leave them alone. And I'm going to drop down to the bottom part of that range where I see Mike Evans. He actually has the highest FanDuel points per week average of any receiver on the board, and he's facing the Atlanta Falcons. That, to me, means that this should be a favorable matchup for him. He's averaging more than 14 targets a week. That's crazy, crazy numbers. And he gets a favorable matchup against the vulnerable Falcons defense, which has been torched in the last couple of weeks. So I see a big day for him. And right behind him, Jordy Nelson figures to be part of that one-dimensional Green Bay Packer offense, because we know they don't have a running game anymore. In fact, Aaron Rodgers pile up 60 yards in the ground game. So to be their leading rusher and probably their only threat in the backfield. So I look for Nelson to be busy and to make up for the fact that last week he wasn't much of a factor. They're going to lean on him a little more this week, and I think he's going to bust out against another poor Indianapolis defense.
Yeah, I love Evans, especially this week. Again, 8,300, he just consistently seems to not be priced too high considering the insane amount of targets. And I would actually spend on Antonio Brown this week. It's a great matchup. Landry Jones, obviously not very good, but great matchup. He's 8,700, which he never is. You know, obviously it's because of Jones. But I think with the week off, the week to prepare, the extra time for those two to work together and get reps together, I think Brown gets it done this week. And I actually really like him this week, even despite Landry Jones. All right, Paul, let's get into this 7,000 and above range, as we've got quite a few more names in here and some big ones at that, Paul. Who in this range piques your interest as well?
Well, the guy at the top of the board, Dez Bryant. I don't want to lean on Cowboys too much to upset you even more, but he's got an incredibly easy matchup this week against the Cleveland Browns, I think. And He was targeted 14 times in his return to the lineup, only catching four balls, but piling up 114 yards. Hey, if he does that again this week, that's a pretty good week, and I like his chances against a pretty poor team there that's winless. And I hope to be in attendance there, by the way, so looking forward to that one. And then moving down the list a little bit, I look for a couple of volume guys in the middle of there, the pack there. Brandon Marshall, for $7,500, he's going home. He's facing his former mates in Miami. He ranks sixth in the league in terms of targets overall, faces a Dolphins defense that's been on the field way too much every time out this year. And I think Marshall will be fired up to do well against his former teammates. So I like that matchup. Then down below, right around the 7,700 mark, there's three guys. Devontae Adams, who's actually getting more volume than Jordy Nelson the last couple of weeks. He's hauled in 25 passes. And I like the matchup I said against Indianapolis. Then below him, Doug Baldwin with the Seattle team. He's their deep threat. I know their offense is in a bit of disarray, but so's the Buffalo defense, in my opinion. So this is a battle of blemished units. And I like Baldwin to come out on top in this one. And then finally, Terrell Pryor, just to show you that I'm not going to be totally on the Cowboys this week. This guy is maybe the one of the two guys. I said it over and over. I look for matchups where he can break out, and this is one that he might, because the Cowboys came out of that Philly game with a couple of key defensive secondary injuries, so he might take advantage of that.
Yeah, Paul, you actually nailed all my guys, and I agree with the Dez call. More so because they're playing Cleveland, and I really like the Pryor and Adams calls a lot. Pryor is just a beast. That guy's just really good at wide receiver, which is crazy that he's turned into such a good receiver so quickly. And Adams, I mean, what do you have? 12 catches last week or something, 14. I mean, it's crazy. He's clearly, a volume-wise, going to get you points on his own at 7,100 against a terrible Indy secondary where he's not even going to have to go up against Vontae Davis. I think that is a lock play right there. I love that call. And one other name that you did mention there that is more of a tournament play for me, but I think there's upside based on how bad New York's secondary has been. Jarvis Landry, just based on volume and a nice matchup, is a decent play at 7,600. But I do think that I like the Adams Pryor range of that a little bit more. All right, Paul, let's get into the 6,000 and above ranges. As normally this range a little more crowded, it seems that we've got a little more of a breakup. Granted, also the six buys this week, but in this 6,900 to 6,000 down to 6,000 range, which of these guys stand out, Paul?
Well, contrary to other weeks, this is one where I had trouble finding a few value plays. I find the better plays are up above them or just a little bit below, but I'll give you three names to think about.
Let me guess. Is one of them Cole Beasley?
No. I stayed away from the Cowboys. I don't want to beat you up too bad, man. I've only known you for about a year. If I get to know you a little longer, I'm going to wear you out after a game. But I'm going to give you a pass on this one.
And how magnanimous of you.
So I'm going to stick with three guys that aren't in the Dallas uniforms. One that you and I both love is Stephon Diggs. This guy, week after week, has shown me something each week almost. And he's become the Vikes' busiest receiver. And he's facing a really ordinary defense. I know Minnesota had a little trouble offensively, but he was still targeted way more than anybody else. And I expect nothing to change in that regard. So for $6,500, I think it's one of the better value plays on the entire board. And then just above him, I'm gonna point out Mike Wallace of Baltimore in that key divisional rivalry with the Steelers. He's emerged as the top receiving threat for the Ravens over the last several weeks, averaging 10-plus targets each week. And you can bet he'll pose a problem for the Steelers' 26th-ranked pass defense. And then jumping down a little bit on the board, another defense that has been exposed more recently is the Green Bay Packers. And so I like Dante Moncrief of the Colts to take advantage of that. He was the busiest of Colts receivers last week. And T.Y. Hilton may be a little limited this time around due to injuries. So this is a pass-leading offense that should see Moncrief approach his 10-plus targets again this week.
Yeah, Paul, I love the Moncrief call. It looked like he got right back in the swing of things, got the touchdown. I think as he gets healthier, he will continue to get better and better. I was a huge fan of him heading into the season, and of course, the injury derailed things, but a nice matchup, as you mentioned. Green Bay, especially against the pass, has just been really bad. I don't think people realize how bad they've been, so I love that call. And Diggs, obviously, also, especially with Darius Slay potentially out again, a nice matchup there in Detroit, and he's just a very athletic guy. There are two other names I'll add. The first one I'm not super excited about, but I could see, you mentioned Brandon Marshall going up against Miami. For 6,400, a significantly cheaper number there. Quincy Enunwa coming off the big week last week. I don't love him, but I think in a tournament there could be a situation where it's like last week where the coverage brackets to Marshall and Enunwa was the beneficiary of it. So I could see a situation where that plays out, but going higher on the board at the top of this range here, I think is my favorite play in the range. And it kind of speaks the idea of the, you know, 7,000 ish number and above and below right there being a really nice number this week. And I think he is going to play. I think they sat him out last week more so to keep him fresh and really have him ready. They want to test it. But I think Randall Cobb, for all the reasons we said about Devontae Adams, is going to be heavily involved. Again, obviously he had the, 11 catches 2 weeks ago after not playing last week and in the backfield touches and all that good stuff. So I think Cobb, for all the reasons you mentioned and I mentioned about Devontae Adams, is pretty much the exact same type of play, just $200 cheaper. So, and I wouldn't even be opposed to stacking both those guys with Rodgers in the same lineup because obviously a great matchup, but they're, as you mentioned, they're not running the football. So, you know, what they're doing instead is throwing little swing passes to Randall Cobb and Ty Montgomery and those types of guys or a few runs here and there. So I love both those Green Bay receivers. And I like Nelson too, but when you can get both those guys at over $1,000 cheaper for both of them, I really like that play. Paul, before we get into the real values here, let me remind everyone that football is the best, and with FanDuel comes football, and football comes FanDuel, and this year it is better than ever. And it's not just a new season at FanDuel, it's a new era. They've upgraded your entire experience with real improvements for everyday fans, and they believe you deserve to experience everything sports has to offer, which makes you sports rich. Try the new FanDuel now. Just pick your team, stand under the salary cap, and have all the fun that fantasy has to offer. New to the game? Play in a beginner's contest to learn the ropes. If you have a dollar, there are games for just a dollar. There's 50-50 contests where the top half win cash, and you can even settle a score with your friends. In FanDuel's brand new Friends mode, it's season-long fantasy football with weekly teams, plus new features ensure a fair and level playing field. FanDuel is just the funnest thing. I look forward to it every week, so much more than season-long and, you know, guys injured and depressing sadness of my, you know, 2-7 team or whatever it is, or two, you know, just bummers. So FanDuel, I get a new team each week and I get to pick the best matchups, and the guys I like to root for, I want to root for that week, I get to root for them, and it's awesome. So it allows you to have all the fun that football has to offer, all the fun that fantasy football has to offer at FanDuel. You get to be sports rich, and we also have a special offer for new users. You can get a free 6-month RotoWire subscription with a $10 deposit on FanDuel. Just go to FanDuel.com/RW. Not only do you get that free subscription, but you'll have $10 to play with on FanDuel. It's like a, you know, it's free, and then you can win money with that. And it essentially, you get a free RotoWire subscription and you make money on it. It's the best deal out there. It's over $40 in value for just $10. Go to FanDuel.com/RW. All right, Paul, let's get to the real values here and help these people out and try and make people some money, Paul. Let's look at this, because this is the vast majority of receivers here. We got a bunch of them when you look from 5,900 all the way down in the 5,000 range and then below. So why don't we break this up here and let's take the top half there, going from maybe 5,600 and Tyrell Williams, or even let's go down to 5,500 and break it up there at Steve Smith Sr. there, going up to 5,900. Who in that range kind of jumps out to you, Paul?
Well, there's some injury concerns with Corey Coleman, Sammy Coates, and Steve Smith. Be wary of picking those guys so you know their health status. But I'll give you two names that I like in this range. At $5,800, I like Michael Thomas against the 49ers. He dipped below 12 FanDuel points, the FanDuel point mark, for the first time in the last 5 weeks. He's been very consistent despite converting all of his 6 targets last game. He faltered a little bit, but I guess he gets those 6 targets and converts them again. I'll bet that he gets over the double digits mark in style in this matchup. Then moving down a little bit, a guy that I hope to pick up in the RotoWire staff league this week. I'll let that leak out. I'm going to go after Ted. I'm going to go try and get Ted Ginn for this game against Los Angeles Rams. He's registered a team high at 5 catches, James, in each of his last 2 outings, topping the 50-yard mark in each week. I'm not looking for a giant game from him, but I'm looking for him to be a good WR3 this week in my lineup, and that's where I think he fits in fantasy this week too. That chemistry that he's got should contribute to a good day against a middling Rams defense, so I like the pickup there.
Yeah, Paul, I like that call a lot. Also, at the top of this range here, Alan Hearns at 5,900 I think is a nice play this week, coming off a nice outing in that I guess garbage time, like usual for the Jags against the Titans. Kansas City has struggled against the pass for the most part this year, so I think Hearns not dealing with Marcus Peters, potentially a nice option. I love the Michael Thomas call there as well for $100 cheaper. And I don't love Jordan Matthews at 5,800, but he's the volume wise, and he's really the Eagles only, as we saw in that Dallas game. Please get Carson Wentz some weapons. It's so depressing because, I mean, when Jordan Matthews is your best weapon, it's a bad scene, Paul. But as a result, at 5,800, he's going to get a ton of targets. I think he got 14 targets. Also, 11 catches for like 66 yards or whatever. I think he's the most catches in the history of football for the least amount of yards. So it's not enticing, but when you get a half point for each of those catches, and it can add up. So I don't think Matthew's a bad play this week at all. Paul, why don't we look down below, 5,400 and down. Let's get into the real thick of it here. Is there any guys down in this the nether regions of the wide receiver class that is going to jump out and make some people some real money this week?
Well, if you watched the game that Atlanta played last week, you would have seen that they featured one of my favorite wide receivers who doesn't get a lot of ink. That's Mo Sanu.
I love him. That's your guy. You're a big Mo Sanu fan.
He grabbed 9 balls, including the game-winning touchdown last week, and I'd take that kind of activity at this price. And he's got a good chance to repeat it against an ordinary Tampa defense. I think that's a favorable matchup for him in a pass-happy offense that the Falcons will once again trot out there. Then just below him, well, with him at the 5,400 mark, I look at Robert Woods. He's a little dinged up, but then who isn't in a Bills wide receiver uniform number? And I think he's just the healthiest of the lot. And I think they got to throw to somebody. If he gets any kind of volume, he might surprise. And maybe some of that's going to happen in garbage time, because I think this is going to be a Seattle blowout. Then I think your team is going to be going to dance class, I'm sorry to say, because Victor Cruz is there at 5,200 bucks. He's seeing more targets at an increasing rate. My team was victimized earlier in the season, but I think it's going to be your turn, because he's been seeing more targets at an increasing rate as the season has progressed, and he has a penchant for salsa lessons in divisional matchups. I'll remind you, I saw it earlier, as I said, and I say your Eagles will be in for a session with him this weekend.
Below
the 5,000 mark, I'm going to give you one or two more names to think about. Kendall Wright of the Titans is another budget-friendly guy who's delivering the goods with 229 yards and 2 TDs over his last 3 weeks. If you average that out, that's 75 yards a week and a TD opportunity. So he gets a good matchup against a 24th-ranked defense, so that could be money well spent and on the cheap. And then if you're looking for one guy who can deliver one play and get you 10 points, it's Brian Quick of the Rams. He's averaged 9.1 points per week. And again, he could be a guy that capitalizes late in the game there if you want to take a chance on a guy down the board at 4,500 bucks.
Love the most new call. Mohamed Sanu, I think, is obviously had a really nice week with Jones hurting last week. A nice matchup here. At the same price at the top of this range, you just mentioned Kendall Wright. I'll go with another one of those Titans receivers, Rishard Matthews. Not an exciting play by any means, but he scored a touchdown in three of the last 4 weeks quietly, and a great matchup against a hapless San Diego secondary. So I think for 5,400, I'd be happy going that way with a Titan as well. Other than that, you hit on most of the guys I was going to mention, except Victor Cruz, who I hate. Just kidding.
I don't like him either, man.
Yeah, it is what it is, right? Paul, I'll do something to combat it. I'll give you I've got two more names for you. One of them, you know what? Doyle Green Beckham, just because who the hell else are the Eagles going to throw to? They, you know, it's ugly, and Beckham's snaps have been increasing dramatically since the start of the season and over the last few weeks. I think he paid 65% of the Eagles' snaps on offense last week. So with that kind of role and with a really good quarterback against a, you know, maybe not great matchup, but an all right matchup, I think for 5,000, that's a nice home run type of play there. And then along those lines, one more tournament home run type of play. Tyreek Hill in Kansas City going up against a bad Jacksonville team. With Jalen Ramsey going up probably against Jeremy Mack in the whole game, could open things up for Hill. Scored a touchdown last week, and they have Nicky Foles throwing the ball, and Foles does have a lot of flaws, but one thing he can do is throw the ball deep, and Hill can get open deep. So I think they're, like you mentioned, Brian Quick is a guy who can get you 10 points one play. Ty Hill is absolutely that guy as well. So I think for 4,700, that's probably my favorite home run play on the board. All right, Paul, before we get out of here, do you want any more time to gloat about your Cowboys here?
No, I think I'm going to spread it out over the next episode.
Oh, that is terrific. That is terrific. Well, I'll take the time to go the other way and get away from football after that devastating loss and say, go Tribe. Hopefully the Klubot can get it done in Game 7 of the series. I hate rooting against the Cubs. I love the Cubs, but those are my guys. So go Tribe. At least I won that one, Paul. At least I got the Tribe over the Blue Jays.
Yeah, said something. So I will take it. I don't know who I want in this Game 7 tonight. It ends a long drought for either team.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about it. It's probably one of the biggest or most important, however you want to look at it, games in baseball history, which is kind of wild to think about. All right, yep. That is going to do it for the Week 9 Wide Receiver Wednesday edition of the RoadWire DFS podcast. Paul, Bruno, and I, you can follow Paul again on Statsman22 on Twitter. Paul and I will be back in no time, per se, to be back to do the tight ends and defenses edition. But for now, this again has been the Week 9 Wide Receiver Preview Edition of the RotoWire DFS Podcast.
They're going to kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
This Friday.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me. Then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.